None but the hungry heart. 8:13. Heart to heart. That I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verse 12. Our spiritual puppy love is soon lost, to be replaced through the years by our bridal love. The bride always gravitates to her bridegroom. My beloved spoke and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Song of Solomon 2 verse 10. All of our Father's arrangements for us, if rightly accepted, will lead us above, instead of binding us to what is here below. His gifts come down to ease us in a world like this, that our hearts may rise the easier to the scene where he displays the fullness of his love for us. And if there be chastening in the circumstances here, it is only to detach us the more effectively from all here and to lead us to the place where he has given all to us, so that seeing the things above ensures every good thing for us in every condition. You may know the Lord Jesus as your relief for what he has done, but it is quite another thing to know him as your resource for what he is. It is one thing to know him as the one who has relieved you from every pressure. It is another thing to know him as the one attraction of your heart. The Lord grant that you may know the wonderful blessing and portion of light and joy we are brought into, instead of going through the world trying to overcome this and that, and saying, I must give up this and the other. It is not a question of giving up at all, but I have something better, greater, brighter, and I just let it drop. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Philippians 3 verse 8.